Now, a new memorial park in memory of soldiers who died in World War I was officially opened in Wooden Bridge in County Wicklow last week. It has 15 granite headstones showing the names of Wicklow's known war dead, which totaled 1,192 men. The monument is on the banks of the Ochram River, and it's a short distance from where a century ago the leader of the Irish Party, John Redmond, gave a famous speech urging Irish volunteers to join up and fight with the British Army. Angus Cox reports.
In spite of the pleasant happiness and beauty of the scene in which we stand, this country at this moment is at war.
The beauty that John Redmond was referring to in his iconic Wooden Bridge speech of September 1914 is the location for the new war memorial park there. Local Wicklow historian Pat Power is one of those who has been working on the project.
Well, the concept of the memorial is the century has passed and the people who died from County Wicklow in the First World War have never really been remembered, and there was a great danger that they would actually slip out of the heritage consciousness altogether. Well, there are nearly 1,200 names here. It's in the concept of granite pillars taken from the heart of the Wicklow Mountains. There are 15 of them, and they're laid out in a schematic circles which represent the north, the mid portion of County Wicklow and the south part of County Wicklow.
Although the site for the memorial park is picturesque, there is also major historical significance attached to the location, as it was from here that Redmond addressed hundreds of local volunteers.
The volunteers had marched from Rathdrome, Ochram, from Arklow and from various villages around. There were several hundred of them assembled. He had a holiday home up in Ochavanna. The Irish Volunteer Review was going on in Wooden Bridge. He didn't intend to speak at it, but he had to come by Wooden Bridge Hotel on his way to Ochavanna. When the word got out that Redmond was here, he was cajoled to come in and say a few words.
Tom Curran, I'm the chairperson of the Wicklow Development Association. A couple of years ago, we were given a long lease on a plot. The idea came up that this being the 100-year anniversary from Redmond's speech, that the plot that we had was directly across the other side of the river from where he gave his speech. So the idea came up then that we would put in the park a war memorial for the people of Wicklow, the whole of Wicklow, who died in World War I.
And it cost a considerable amount of money. Was it difficult to raise?
Well, that was a daunting task. We did apply for grants and we were very successful in getting some grants, but we had to do an awful lot of fundraising ourselves. And that's still an ongoing thing that, while, as you see, looking at it today, it's finished or it's almost finished, there's still maintenance every year.
One of those closely involved in helping to raise the €75,000 required for the project is Sarah Ryan, who is treasurer of the Memorial Park Committee.
We've got a Wicklow Rural Partnership grant. We got a grant from Wicklow County Council, Bray Urban Council and Arklow Town Council. We ran a race night, a raffle, barbecue, had a golf classic as well.
How much did you raise yourselves through the race nights, the golf classics and
approximately
those sort of events?
€20,000. People were very generous and very kind and they all turned up on all the nights. You're sort of basically asking the same people all the time for money, but they were all very good to us and very generous. I was actually amazed that we got so many donations, like without even asking. And now that the monuments are up, people have come, they've seen their relatives' names on the monument and they are donating.
And Tom Curran is hopeful that the information gathered to date by members of the community in relation to the memorial park will be expanded upon in the future.
One of the problems we had at the time was the amount of information we could put on the stones, and we had to limit it to a person's name. There's close to 1,200 names that we have. Now, we're not claiming that that's definitive. We've made provision for people who will come along and tell us of other names that are there. The plan is to have some sort of access to as much more information that we can get on each individual person that's there, and have that either available on a book form or more likely on a website.
There was great thought given at the end of the Great War in how the dead of the wars would be commemorated. The template for nearly all memorials was to try and make some gesture of repentance for the terrible losses. One of the things was, if it could be featured by a river, was to put it by a river. Water was the cleansing agent. Trees regenerated. It was policy from the start to make them as different as they could from what was the horrors of Flanders Fields. The Ochram River, the woodland, is the epitome of what a beautiful memorial park should be.
Account yourselves as men, not only in Ireland itself, but wherever the fighting line extends, in defence of right, of freedom and religion in this war!
And that's an excerpt from that famous speech by John Redmond delivered at Woodenbridge 100 years ago. And as I say, that monument in Woodenbridge now, Angus Cox reported to 1,192 men from Wicklow who died in that war.